This is VOA News via remote. I'm Nicole Bowman. The Ukrainian port city of Mariupol delayed a planned evacuation of residents Saturday, blaming Russian forces for breaking their temporary ceasefire to allow civilians to flee one of the war's fiercest battles. Russia has besieged the strategic city, which proudly resisted Moscow-backed rebels during a 2014 conflict, cutting off electricity, food, and water in the dead of winter. City officials said in a statement posted on social media, due to the fact that the Russian side does not adhere to the ceasefire and has continued shelling both Mariupol itself and its environs, and for security reasons, the evacuation of the civilian population has been postponed. Civilians who gathered to leave were told to return to shelters. After Russia's defense ministry declared a ceasefire to allow humanitarian corridors out of Mariupol and neighboring Volnovakha, officials announced that the port city's 450,000-strong population could begin to leave by bus and private car. Since Putin's army invaded on February 24th, Russia has pummeled Ukrainian cities, with officials reporting hundreds of civilians killed. Europe's largest atomic power plant has even come under attack, sparking fears of a catastrophic nuclear accident. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin has intensified a crackdown on media outlets and individuals who fail to toe the Kremlin line on Russia's war in Ukraine, blocking Facebook and Twitter and signing into law a bill that criminalizes the intentional spreading of what Moscow deems to be fake news reports. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. North Korea fires a suspected ballistic missile, continuing this year's record-breaking blitz of weapons tests, with a launch just days before South Korea's presidential election. The UN nuclear watchdog's chief holds high-level talks in Tehran that are seen as crucial in efforts to revive the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. China sets its lowest annual GDP target in decades as the country's premier warns of a grave and uncertain outlook against the backdrop of the coronavirus, a property slump, and uncertainty over the war in Ukraine. The death toll from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan rises to 62 overnight, as police say they will try to identify the bomber from two severed feet found at the scene. Brazil exited recession in the fourth quarter of 2021, the government says, though weak growth and high inflation still dog Latin America's biggest economy, as President Jair Bolsonaro gears up to seek re-election in October. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has plunged far-right movements across Europe into an identity crisis as they struggle to square their loyalty to Vladimir Putin with the public's overwhelming solidarity with Kyiv. Switzerland's newly adopted tough stance on Russia has forced the Swiss economy to readjust to sanctions, blowing a wind of panic through the raw materials market in particular. Ukrainian athletes show resilience in the face of turmoil in their war-torn homeland, racing to the top of the medal tally on the first day of action at the Beijing Winter Paralympics with an impressive 7-medal haul. The Chinese rights holders of the English Premier League are not airing its football matches this weekend, schedules show, with the games expected to show solidarity with Ukraine after Russia's invasion. UN and Ukrainian officials say no radiation was released from a Russian attack at Europe's biggest nuclear power plant Friday in Ukraine, and firefighters have extinguished a blaze at the facility. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.